spent a lot of time last week speaking about the beginning of the Zman Avelus, and we'll talk a little bit about the end of the Zman Avelus. There was a machlekes Tanoim about the principle of Niktzas Hayom Kekulo, namely on the seventh day of Shiva, so whether a person is required to observe the entire day of the seventh day, or whether you have a right to say Niktzas Hayom Kekulo, once you observe even a little bit of the seventh day, so that's also acceptable. And the Gemara has another machlekes concerning the 30th day, but the last day of Shloshim, you say Niktzas Hayom Kekulo not. It's interesting, the Gemara seems to present the two different shilas. Somehow the Gemara says, just because you hold one way doesn't necessarily mean you hold the other way and the other way. It's hard to understand exactly what the chiluk should be. Now, loch how do we paskin? So the Gemara gives us the famous rule we've already seen many times. Loch kedivrei make a ba'avel since the machlekes atanoim. So we paskin halacha lekula on both of these shailas that miktsas yom shvi is kekula and miktsas yom shloshim is kekula as well. The only time when you don't say miktsas yom kekula, that's what the Taz quotes from the Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz quote from the Shulchan Sadesh, that you don't say miktsas yud beis chodesh kekula, because the only time you say miktsas yom kekula is only when the halacha said in terms of days. So the din of shivas yom, the din of shloshim yomim. Hashem came by yud beis chodesh, that's a din of chadash, it's not a din of yomim. So what are you going to say, miktsas chodesh kekula? There is no such clause, miktsas chodesh kekula. You say miktsas yom kekula. It's not a function. The halacha wasn't said in terms of yomim. So therefore, you lose out. You have to be knowing the yud beis chodesh in their entirety. But at least concerning shivim shloshim, so we pass in the halacha without a doubt that miktsas yom kekula. When exactly does Miktas Hayom Kekulo set in? So the Gemara speaks about Amidas HaMenachem. The Gemara says that the person has to be knowing a little bit of Avelus on the seventh day, and the Menachemim have to come on the seventh day, and as soon as that happens, so then it's all over. So at what point of the day can that happen, the Amidas HaMenachem, the Niyug, or the Miktas Avelus? So if you would have asked me, I would have said at night. We know in Halach, of course, the Halachic day begins in the night. So Pashas, the din should be right after Teskechom, after Shkia, whatever the night begins. So you should say, Amidas HaMenachemim, 5 minutes, you're knowing Avelus, take off your shoes, sit on the floor for 5 minutes, and Menachem will come. And Lechari, everything should be Mutter. So Lechari, ready on the night of the seventh Yom of Avelus, already we should apply the principle of Miktas Hayom Kekula. That's in fact what many Mishonim held. So Tosfos quotes one opinion that says, no, that you can't say that. You can't say Miktas Hayom Kekula at night because of a quirk, because of a technical reason. This is the first of our many interconnections between last summer and this summer, between Hilchos Nida and Hilchos Avelus. So we have one or two today, and then there's another one coming tomorrow also. So comes Taisus and Dagob HaGemara in the end of Maseches Nida and says that, nope, there's a principle that appears in Maseches Nida that disqualifies the notion of saying Miktas Hayom Kekula by night. What does that have to do with Hilchos Nida? So as we learned last year, Berichos, those were with us in June, also had a little bit of this, that there's halachas follows that at least min ha-tayra, when a woman becomes a zov, if she sees dam at a not normal time of a cycle, so min ha-tayra she has to observe shiv nekiyim before she's able to go to the mikvah to become tahora. So the counting of shiv nekiyim min ha-tayra, again, some of this doesn't exist in bizmanas anymore, but whatever, we'll leave out the details in Hilchos Nida. You can check the CDs from your... give two for the price and one if you want. Anyway, so since the second one's not ready anyway, we'll throw it in. So comes the Torah and says, a woman has to count Shivas Yomim, V'safala Shivas Yom Yachad Titar. So comes the Mishnah, the end of Maseches Nida, and the Mishnah doesn't talk exactly about this, but this is inferred from that Mishnah, that the halacha is as follows. Let's say a woman counts 6 days of Nikiyim, and then she counts the seventh day of Nikiyim, and in the morning of the seventh day, she wants to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, Min HaTorah, she's allowed to do that. Maybe if Midrabban, according to some Rishonim, she's allowed to do that, but at least Min HaTorah, she's for sure allowed to go to the mikvah on the seventh day in the morning. And Pashas, that's based on the principle of Miktas Hayom Kekula. So notwithstanding that fact, the Mishnah tells us that what if the woman wants to go to the mikvah in the night of the seventh, I mean, not Motzai the seventh, like we go Bizman HaZeven, the night of the seventh day itself. So then the Mishnah makes a statement what would lead us to believe that that's prohibited, that would be an Issa Derais. If she would go to the mikvah on the night of the seventh and then be together with her husband, so she didn't fulfill the din of Shivas Yomim. So what does that mean? Why should that be so? So Taisus put two and two together. Taisus says that obviously this Mishnah is telling us the Yisrael, and Uchaz Miktas Hayom Kekula. The Miktas Hayom Kekula has to be by Yoyim, below Balayla. So Taisus says, just as we find, like Abi Hilchas Nida, Uchaz Zava, that Miktas Hayom Kekula doesn't apply Balayla, who are denying Gabi Avelus, Miktas Hayom Kekula doesn't apply at night. So therefore, Taisus writes that on the seventh day of Shiva, you have to wait until the morning of Shiva, or on the 30th day of Shloshim, you have to wait until the morning. You can't invoke the principle of Miktas Hayom Kekula at night. That's what Taisus suggests. So comes the Ramban in Teres Adam and says that it's not true. Comes the Ramban and says that in order to understand whether this is a valid comparison between Hilchos Nida and Hilchos Avelus, so the Ramban says you have to get a better understanding in terms of Hilchos Nida. What is this then based on? The fact that a woman's allowed to go to the mikvah on the seventh day in the morning, that's really based on Miktas Hayom Kekula? So So the Ramban says not so fast, as we spoke about last year also. There was a machlekes atanoim between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. What's halach in the following case? Let's say a woman goes to the mikvah on the morning of the seventh day, that minatayr she's allowed to do, and then later in the afternoon she becomes a tamei again. She starts to see dam again. So what's her status in halacha? So Rabbi Yosi takes the simple approach. He says, whatever she went to the mikvah, that was okay. If she was with her husband, that's also okay. Now, mikan l'haba, she becomes a surah. So either as a nidah, shemar siyam kenegad yom, whatever day she's up to on her cycle. But the tumah is only mikan l'haba. Why? Rabbi Yossi says, because she finished her shiva nikiyim. So with the halach is, when a woman finishes her shiva nikiyim, so then the clock starts ticking again. So any tumah that comes, any damage she sees, is going to be mitami mikan l'haba. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that if a woman sees dam on the seventh day in the afternoon, notwithstanding the fact that she did mikseyam kikulo, notwithstanding the fact that she went to the mikvah, and even if she was with the husband already, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Shimon says that it's soysel mafreya, that it messes up the entire count. That's in fact the reason why we don't let women go to the mikvah on the seventh day. That's what the Rishonim explained, because if you're going to let women go to the mikvah on the seventh day, maybe yod yom, so she may be together with her husband, and shemater v'tisto, and it'll turn out that she was in Issacharis all along. So that was the machlekes atanoim between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. What are the facts after she went to the mikvah on the seventh day in the morning and she sees dam? So comes the Ramban and Teres Adam explains, what's the nekudas ha-machlekes? What are they arguing about, whether there's a din of tumah l'mafreya or not? So the Ramban says they're having a fundamental machlekes, how to understand pshat and this halacha, that the Torah permits a woman to go to the mikvah on the seventh day in the morning. So comes the Ramban and says, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's mikta sayyam kakulo. So that means, mikta sayyam kakulo means it's over, finished. The shiva nikiyim are over. Mikta sayyam came, it's now kakulo, literally kakulo. So the shiva siyamim are over. So any tumah that comes afterwards is mikan lahaba going to be a problem. It's not going to retroactively be soysa the entire count. If a woman has a riyaz dam during shiva nikiyim, it's soysa the count. If she has a riyaz dam after shiva nikiyim, it's not soysa the count. So comes the Ramban and says that according to Rabbi Yossi, that mikta sayyam kakulo is the source for the halacha that she's allowed to go to the mikvah in the morning. So taka the halacha is according to Rabbi Yossi that it's not metami kan lahaba. But she ain't kate according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that it is metami kan lahaba. Says Ramban, akarcha Rabbi Shimon held that the reason why she's allowed to go to the mikvah in the morning has nothing to do with mikta sayyam kakulo. It's a gzeres akos of yachat titar, achat maisa titar, especially pasuk the gemara darshins from the end of Maseches Nida. But in achinam the shiva nikiyim are still intact. She's still mamish in the middle of shiva nikiyim. So that's in fact the reason. It's a bizarre halacha. She go to the mikvah. She's in the middle of shiva nikiyim. Yeah, that's exactly what the Torah says. But provided that she doesn't start to see dam again. If she sees dam again, then it's soysa the count because the shiva nikiyim she's still in the middle of the shiva nikiyim. So that's the Ramban's whole shiur. Clearly, the machlekes of Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. So then Ramban goes one step further and he claims Rashi says this way. Also, we spoke about this also by Richas last summer. Or this question whether this is true. But the Ramban goes along the lines of Rashi is saying that there happens to be another machlekes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon about going to the mikvah on the seventh day. It happens to be that Mishnah, the end of Maseches Nida, that says that you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on the night of the seventh day. That happens to be Rabbi Shimon speaking and not Rabbi Yossi. What would Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi would say you're allowed to go to the mikvah on the night of the seventh day. So comes Ramban and explains, why is that? So it's also the Shittasam. If you're going with the rules of Mikzas Hayoim Kukulo, so then the Laila is considered to be the Tchilas Hayom. So Rabbi Yossi, who says that Dam on the seventh day is not Soser, he's Lashitasa that holds that you're allowed to go L'chadchila to the mikvah by the night of the seventh. It's only Rabbi Shimon who holds that Dam is Soser on the seventh day because Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not based on Mikzas Hayom Kukulo. It's a Gezeres HaKosov. The Gezeres HaKosov is Achem Ma'isa Titar only by Yoim Velo Balaila. So in effect, what the Ramban says is that which we happen to pass like Rabbi Shimon. That is true that we pass like Rabbi Shimon. But says the Ramban, the reason why Rabbi Shimon disqualifies a tevila by night of the seventh day is not because he holds that Mikzas Yom Kukulo doesn't apply at night. It's a Gezeres HaKos V'Nuchas Nida. It's dafka because Rabbi Shimon holds that going to the mikvah at night has nothing to do with Mikzas Yom Kukulo. And the proof positive of this, says the Ramban, is that Rabbi Yossi, who holds that going to the mikvah is based on Mikzas Yom Kukulo, Haraya, he holds that you are allowed to go to the mikvah by night of the seventh day. So whereas Tosfos took that gemara in the end of Maseches Nida and built the whole case to say, you see, from here the mikvah of Kakula doesn't apply at night, the Ramban says, you see absolutely nothing. You see, if anything, you see the opposite is true. That Mikzas Yom Kukulo does apply at night. There's absolutely nothing wrong with applying the principle of Mikzas Yom Kukulo at night. And only by Nida is a special Gezeres HaKosov because it's not based on Mikzas Yom Kukulo. So these are the two extreme sheikhs in the Rishonim. Mamash Anafkamin Alach Lamaisa, the seventh day of Shiva. What's the din? Is the other allowed to get off the floor? Is he allowed to put on his shoes? Is he allowed to stop being knowing the din of Avelos? Does he have to wait until the morning, like Tosfos says? Or is he allowed to wait until as soon as it gets dark? So then the din of Shiva are over. So the Rush quotes up Shara, a third possibility from his Rebbe, the Maharam Rutenberg, who said the following Lamda Shavart. Maharam Rutenberg says, So you have to distinguish between different types of mitzvah siyam kekulo. Sometimes the halacha requires just the mitzvah siyam kekulo, and sometimes the halacha requires a sfira, requires a count, a specific a number. So comes the Maram Rebbe and says like this, that there are two different applications of mitzvah siyam kekulo. There's mitzvah siyam kekulo at the end of shiva, at the end of shloshim, that's one type. Then there's another kind of mitzvah siyam kekulo, something we'll get to a little bit later on, about shmur rechayka. The Gemara says, let's say a person hears news that his relative died and was buried already 6 months ago. So it's more than a shloshim yom. So you don't have to observe regular shiva. All you have to observe is one day of shiva. That's what's called the shmur rechayka. You observe one day of shiva. And the Gemara is a chiddush that not only do you observe one day of shiva, you don't even have to observe the whole day. You just have to observe a short amashu time. So you take off your shoes for 5 minutes and you put it back on again. The Gemara says, and that's it. Mikta sayam kekulo on shmur rechayka. So at first glance, that's the same application of mitzvah kekulo as b'sof shiva, b'sof shloshim. This is also mitzvah kekulo. So comes the Maharam Ritzburg and says, no, it's not the same. In a case of a shmur rechayka, so you're just invoking the principle of mitzvah siyam kekulo. That's all there is right now. More says the Maharam, then you don't need mitzvah hayoyim and can't just mitzvah halayla. Mitzvah halayla is also good. Let's say a person gets a shmur in the middle of the night that a relative died a month ago, so they take off the shoes for 5 minutes and that's it, and then the whole shiva is over. So when you're just invoking the principle of mitzvah hayoyim kekulos, mitzvah halayla is like yoyim and nafkamina. The only reason why mitzvah hayom kekulo doesn't apply at night by nida is because by nida you need a sfira shivas yom. The Torah says v'sofra la shivas yomim. Whenever the halach is requires a unit of time, it has to be a 7 days, it has to be 30 days, it has to be X amount of days. So then we say sfira ba yom have yisfira, sfira ba laila lo have yisfira. So comes in Aram Rittenberg and says that Tosis is right vis-a-vis shiva and vis-a-vis shloshim, but the Ramban is right vis-a-vis shmur rechayka, because shmur rechayka is just a din of mikzas yom kekulo, so mikzas halayla is also kekulo, but she ain't can shiva and shloshim where there's an additional halacha. It's not just a din of mikzas yom kekulo, but it's a din of svira, so svira b'layla have yisvira. So lemaisa, we pass in shulchan aruch like this pshara of the Maharam Rittenberg. That's the way we accept the halacha, that when it comes to shiva, so then you don't say mikzas halayla kekulo. That's, of course, we know the practices. You have to wait until the following morning until you permit the Avelim to get up from Shiva. And the same is by Shloshim, that the Avelim have to wait until the morning of the 30th day before they're permitted to take a haircut, shave, whatever other Yisuri Shloshim apply. Masha Enke, the din of Shmur Rechayka, so we would paskin that if you're, we don't have to be Shmur Rechayka's Bizman Azeh, but if you would have a case of Shmur Rechayka, So then, even a mikzas halayla would be good enough, because in theory, mikzas kekulo really does apply at night, because there's no din of Sfira. Even though this is the official din that appears in the Shulchan Aruch, that we paskin that at least besof shiva, besof shloshim, the mikzas yom kekulo doesn't apply. There is a tshuva of the Radvaz that the Pesach Tshuva quotes that wasn't so convinced that that's true. That maybe you know, it isn't machlokes harishonim. Maybe halach kedivrei Rameka ba'ovel. Any ideas about that? It's a shaila in the Rishonim. Whether you see halach kedivrei Rameka ba'ovel only by Tanoim or maybe even past Tanoim. But comes the Radvaz and says that, who says that we machavek the Ramban? Didn't we say last week we always paskin like the Ramban? Did someone make that hara? So here's an example we don't. So the Radvaz says he's not so convinced. He thinks maybe we should paskin like the Ramban. Maybe mikzas yom kekulo really does apply at night. So the Radvaz says like this. When it comes to things like taking off your shoes, sitting on the floor, showering, things which are not such big tzrachim, so you wait a couple extra hours, what's the big deal? But when it comes with makom mitzvah, like let's say learning, the guy's platzen already, how many times can he learn over Hilchos Avelos? So, and you're not even allowed to learn Hilchos Avelos B'iyun, you're only allowed to learn it in B'kiyas, we'll get to down the line. So the guy's platzen, he wants to sit and learn, he's 6 days behind the Yom already, so he wants to sit and learn. So Advas says, but makom mitzvah mistama kedai Ramban d'smeichelav. Let's say if a tashma shamita, he hasn't been with his wife ready for a week, so he wants to be together with his wife, mitzvahs oina, so the Advas writes, he thinks that we have a right to be mekel like the Advas. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes this Radvaz lahalacha. There's a little bit of a problem invoking this Radvaz.
This is also the fact that it's a mitzvah, this is also the fact that these are easy.
No, he's saying also mitzvah. He's saying that even though our minhag has become like the Shulchan Aruch, like Tosfos, to assume that mikzas yom kekulo doesn't apply at night, but since it's not so convinced that that's really right, so since there was some Rishonim who disagreed, the Ramban disagrees, so the Radvaz thinks that makom mitzvah should be, you have a right to be mekel. So there's a little bit of a problem with invoking this Radvaz lahalacha, those who want to invoke it, and that's what the Ramban himself says. The Ramban himself has in the middle of that Torah's Adam, he writes that the Gemara speaks about Amidas HaMenachemim. Where did that come from, this Madnas thing? That the only time that you say mikzayim kekulo is when the Menachem already get up. So, because the Ramban writes, the part is like this, that it doesn't make any sense. How can you have a situation where a guy, he's in the shower, can you imagine? The guy's in the shower and there are new Menachem knocking on the door. The guy's coming to him, Menachem Mavol to him, and he says, no, I can't come out, I'm in the middle of the shower. So the Ramban says, what kind of mikzayim kekulo is that? if there are still menachemim who are on the way, says the Ramban, it's not shaykh to say mitzvim kekulo. So says the Ramban, if you're smart and you put up a sign on the door that says on the seventh day nobody come past 7:30 in the morning, then you have a right at 7:30 in the morning. So that's it, the menachemim are gone, no one's coming anymore. I have a right to go take a shower. Masha Enkein, if the menachemim are going to be coming, you know for a fact they're going to be coming the whole afternoon. So you have no right to end your avelos. It's a strange idea. The Ramban says that Amidus HaMenachemim, Kol's man, that Amidus HaMenachemim hasn't happened, that's mechayev you to be noig the dinim of Avelos. So, whatever the longest of that Ramban is, the bottom line is that we run into that problem as man is there. Because, what's the Radvaz saying? The Radvaz is saying is that on the seventh night, so the guy's elbows are already allowed to start to learn. So what does that mean? He's going to be sitting and learning Daf Yomi and the Menachemim are coming, unless he's learning Maikotan? Well, what kind of story is that? And these calls man at the Menachem, Bayas the Menachem still come at night. And Bayas the Menachem come the next morning also, they come to shul. I mean, usually the Beis Tafel has the last minyan LA they also do on the seventh day. So they have the Midas HaMenachem, when they get up and they say, last Tabachim Menachem. So what kind of story is this? The Ovo's going to be together with his wife at night, the seventh night, and then the next morning the Menachem are going to come back. So Lachar, even according to Ramban, that's going to be no good. The only time the Radvaz said his Svarah was, and you live in a situation where Menachem don't come on the seventh day. Like the Ramah talks about, the Ramah in Krakow, so the Menachem didn't come in the morning anymore. So then you can argue that after the last Menachem are thrown out of the house at night, so the problem is that the base level, that's the biggest night of Menachem. All the people who forgot to come the whole week, so everybody shows up the last night. So, okay, so once you finally threw everybody out at 1 o'clock in the morning, so then if you want to sit and learn Daf Yomi, then maybe you can make a case if no one's coming the next morning. But Bizman HaZed, if the Menachem are coming in 5 hours from now, so it's hard to believe that you have a right to be made. I don't think Bizman HaZed, you have really a right to rely on this advance. Yeah. There's a trail. Yeah, I don't know where that comes from. Where did the block come from? Anyone knows where that comes from?
The Morning Halacha says he's a minhag, but he never found it.
Who says? Who quotes it?
The Morning Halacha.
Oh, he quotes it. He says the minhag doesn't know where it comes from.
Anywhere.
Mamash doesn't know where it comes from. Yeah, it's a famous vart. They're walking around the block.
Could be Kabbalistic. What do they do? They
seventh day of Shiva. So you
going back to society. So you walk.
So usually is the Ovel, like the immediate relatives of the Ovel. You know, the Avelim themselves. They get up and they walk around the block. I thought there was a little bit of a remiss to it. There is a Maimon Chazal about Liveu LeBeis HaKnesses and Liveu MiBeis HaKnesses. There's something, not in the context of the last day. There is something about when the Am would come. I don't know. I thought there was something that maybe a little bit of a marker for the Chazal. I don't know. Whatever comes from. It's like in some places it's like the rabbi's job to do it. No, the rabbi, sometimes mamash, the avelim think if the rabbi doesn't show up, it's grounds for malpractice. Mamash, if the rabbi doesn't show up for the big walk around the block, which no one knows where it comes from anyway. You have to have short blocks in LA.
In the long run, people are burning back
here.
Yeah.
Right
to the pool.
Can't
walk in
LA.
That's
right. Right to the pool. Yeah, yeah. The Ramah quotes that we're in Krakow when the Ramah writes that people generally didn't come on the morning of the seventh day. So when does the Avelos end exactly? So the Ramah writes, Mestama, it ends whenever the Menachemim would have come. It means whenever the Zman of the Menachemim would have come, that's good enough. I don't know, maybe I could have said a bigger cool than the Ramah. According to what the Ramban is saying in the Torah of Adam, is that really it should happen right away. Whenever the crack of dawn or the Netzacham, whatever time you want to say is the beginning of the day for these purposes, that's when the Avelos really should end. Mixes Yom Kekulo, Manaf Kamina, 5 seconds, that's Mixes Yom Kekulo. Elohan, the Amidus of Menachem is, it's not Shayach that they should be, you should have Menachem there and the guy sitting and learning. So you have to wait for Amidus of Menachem to avoid that problem. But let's say you don't have Menachem, listen, you know for a fact they're not coming, the meaning is they don't come. So I would have said that the Shia is 2 seconds in the morning, as soon as that's the Dimei Shloshim. But Shloshim, the post can say where there is no Menachemim, so then the Shir is Takam, Neitachama. So the Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah says that the Shir in the seventh day is you have to sit and you have to be Mishai, what time would the Menachemim come if there would have been Menachemim? So normally in the morning they would come. Apparently in Krakow the minhag was that for the first 6 days people would come to daven in the Beis Avel, and on the seventh day nobody came to daven in the Beis Avel anymore. So on the seventh day in the morning the Ramah says you have to wait for 45 minutes, depends how long the minyan is. So if you daven some minyanim, let's say, for example, some rooms around here where the minyan is very fast. So then it's okay. If you daven in some place, you daven in the Y-based Medrash. So when it's heyday, when Shachavis can take any time from an hour and a half to 4 hours, depending on who was there. So then you have a very long Amidus and Menachemim. So that's where the Ramah presents it. I thought that was also a little bit strange. According to the Ramban, the Amidus and Menachemim, that's not the Kaveh and Mikzeh and Kekulo. That's just a technicality, because you can't stop Avelos if the Menachemim is still coming. But the Ramah writes not that way. So Vatal Daiti to the Ramah. But the Ramah writes, La'afuke, a strange minug of an hour. This is everyone knows this. All people out in the street know. On the seventh day, you sit for an hour of Avelos. So where did that come from? So the Ramah writes, that came from nowhere. The Ramah says that was from the same people who made up the walks. The Ramah says it doesn't have any source whatsoever. It means an hour. An hour is lav dafka. An hour just means that corresponding to what Amidus and Menachem is. So again, in our communities where we usually do have people come to the Beis Avel on the seventh day, so you follow what it says in the Gemara. The Ikar Din of the Gemara is Amidus and Menachem. Once everybody gets up from finishing Minyan, they say Amokhav Yonachem, everyone gets up and goes to work. So that's technically speaking the end of Avelus.
Someone does come in after that, and it's not
closed. I remember one time my father was sitting Shiva, and somebody came, Motsoi the Shiva. They didn't know, they made a mistake. So they brought like this whole big food package or something. So the stomach question, whatever. They brought a whole big food package. So my father, we were very embarrassed. My father was, well, we kept the food. I mean, he was over Shiva, but it was not good food. So, very strange. Your professional nunuks will come in the afternoon.
They find that when this fellow needs to get up and go to work, he's already missed, you know, a number of days.
Yeah.
And that's it, and that's it, and that's it. You really can't end the
shiva
until there's a
hamadah
from
an afternoon. Right.
You can't tell
him.
You
can't
tell
him. Right, so you gotta kick a guy in the leg or something. You gotta get him, yeah, nechanami. I don't know, nechanami. That's right. That's his job. To rally the troops out. Get them out. get the cows out of the barn. Get them moving. Okay, we got a lot of editing to do. Since this tape, I see, is going to die in about 30 seconds anyway. So, good to see everyone's in a good mood after the weekend. There is another discussion that appears in the Shulchan Aruch, which touches a little bit about Mikzeh and Kekulo, but it's really on the other end of the spectrum. It's really going back to the beginning of Avelos, in terms of we know that Mikzeh and Kekulo does apply to the beginning of Avelos. Let's say, for example, the Kavur is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and Shkia is 4:30. So even though the Avelos are only observing Avelos for a half hour, that's okay. That kicks off the first day. That's considered to be the first day of Shiva. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim, what's it in the following case? Let's say, it's technically speaking, maybe Yod Yom, but they davened early, they davened Ma'ariv. We know there are many communities, places in Brachas that base quotes, and there are many communities that used to daven Ma'ariv, but not like in our communities. A lot of our communities daven Ma'ariv right after Shkia. They used to daven before Shkia. So whether rightfully so or not rightfully so, the Ma'ariv of that minig used to exist. So there's a Piskei Taisus, no? There's a Piskei Taisus in Brachas that says he's supposed to daven Ma'ariv l'chatchila before Shkia, because Yaakov Avinu daven before Shkia, as it says, Vayifkabu Mochom Yolam Shem Kipar Shemesh, first he daven Ma'ariv, and then the sunset. So you see from here, since Yaakov Avinu was tikkun tefillas arvis, so l'chatchila is a zechet, Yaakov Avinu is supposed to daven early. I don't know, that's usually not accepted l'halacha, but it appears in Rishonim, the Piskei Taisus in Brachas that says that, put it in your collector's box. Anyway, so come to Rishonim and discuss the following. What's the din? Let's say the community of the person, we'll talk about the details in a minute, has already davened Ma'ariv, and then the kavur takes place. That's the less likely of a situation. What's more likely is the person gets a shmua. So we know the luck is if you get a shmua krova, so then the shiva starts from the time of the shmua krova. So let's say a person went to one of these early Ma'arivs at 4 o'clock, and shkia is not going to be till 5 o'clock. And at 4:30, he gets a telegram that his relative died already, the kavur already was. So he wants to know, can this count as the first day of Shiva? Because technically speaking, it's before Shkia. On the other hand, Ma'ariv was already davened. So Ma'ariv was already davened, the chutz already considered to be night. So what's the halacha? So at first glance, this should be a throwback also to something that we spoke about last summer in terms of Hilchos Nida. You have came out the same shaila that appears in your day in Hilchos Nida Chelek Beis about a woman who wants to do a hefsek tara. The halacha is before a woman's allowed to start to count the shiva nekiyim, so she has to check herself beforehand to make sure that the bleeding is stopped. It's called the hefsek tara. So you're supposed to do the hefsek tara, maybe yod yom. So what's the halacha if the woman forgot to do the hefsek tara when she was supposed to, and now the whole community already davened ma'ariv, or she davened ma'ariv, the husband davened ma'ariv, someone davened ma'ariv, and now gavalt, it's still light out. On the other hand, it's already ma'ariv, it's already quote unquote asu kalaila. So what's the halacha? Is a woman allowed to do efsek tahara at that point also? So the first glance, it's mamash the same shaila. It means davening ma'ariv, does that really transform it to be the next day? L'chol dini ha'tayra? What does davening ma'ariv just mean? It's that's a cool that the halacha says, the avik ma'ariv, the avik ma'ariv. The technically speaking, you're allowed to daven ma'ariv if the plug a mincha nikra did. So what's that halacha? So when it comes to in your day hilchos nida, so the Ramah quotes machlekes about this, and the Ramah writes, but the avid will make along the shaila. The Ramah's make even further, even if you're makabel Shabbos, the Ramah's make it, which is even more of a shaila we spoke about also. So comes the Ramah hilchos nida and says, "Is nishkefelach if a woman daven ma'ariv, the shul daven ma'ariv, even she bench left and everything, calls man that the sun is still shining." So technically speaking, you can count that you can consider that to be hafsek tahara and count tomorrow as the first day of shivanikiyim. Yet when it comes in Hilchas Avela, so the Ramah is not masik in the Mechaber. When it comes to Hilchas Avela, so the Shulchan Aruch just says straight out that once you daven ma'ariv, then it's all over. Then that day can all over count as the first day of Avela. So that's the Chor Pilei Ploim, Manishtana in Hilchas Nida, where we basically hold that davening ma'ariv does not transform the day L'chol Dini HaTorah, in contrast to Hilchas Avela, where we appear to say that it does. What's the difference? So the Lavush is quoted by the Shach. The Shach quotes the Ayin Ter Zayin. So when I was first a little kid and I started learning Shulchan Aruch, I was so little, so I used to see the Shach quotes the Ayin Ter Zayin. So I always thought it says Ayin Taz. I always thought he meant he's quoting the Taz. And then a few times I looked and the Taz wasn't saying it, so I figured something's wrong. So then eventually I got a little old, they tell me it's not Ter Zav, it's referring to the Lavush. So the Ayin Ter Zayin is the Lavush. So the Shach quotes from the Lavush, which says, yeah, the Kash is such a Gavalka Kash. The Taka, you guys also thought it was Ayin Taz? Come on. I was 15 when I thought that. So, just kidding. So the Lavush says that the Kasha is such a bomb Kasha, how can you answer that? It's mamash the same Shaila. If you make a Hilchos Nida, you have to make a Hilchos Avelis also. So the Shach thinks that's not true. The Shach says if you look in the sources, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch of the Ramah himself, you see that there's some kind of a chiluk that Hilchos Nida were very makel, and Hilchos Avelis were machmer, strange as that may sound. So what's the difference? So the Shach tries to give you some kind of a lamdisha hagdara. Manishtan Hilchos Avelis and Hilchos Nida. So with the sniff, the Iker Etzem Hayom, you saw the Shach. I'm not exactly sure I understand what that means, but let me at least suggest what I think. I don't know if the Shach meant this, or at least Yesh Loimar, a possible beer to be mechalak between the two. I thought it was a poshut chiluk as follows, that when you, it's a little tightrope walking, when you daven ma'ariv, so what's pshat? The pshat is that the past day is over. You can't turn around and say that it's still the last day, that's still the past day. Once you daven ma'ariv, it's over. On the other hand, even though the past day is over, the next day, technically speaking, hasn't really started yet. So you're in a twilight zone in between the two. So my nafkamina, when it comes to l'chus nida, why is it that a woman has to do hafsek tahara before shkia? It's not pshat that the hafsek tahara has to be done before shkia. The pshat is that in order for the next day to be one of the shiva nikiyim, in order to be a yom nok, it has to be a yom sholem, a full 24 hours. So mameli have to do hafsek tahara before shkia. Not that there's a halach of doing hafsek tahara be al yom. No one can misquote me on that one. The halach is you have to do hafsek tahara be al yom in order that the next day can be called the yom nok from the inception of the day. Masha ain kain by Avelus. So Avelus, you want to count that day itself. You want that afternoon, those last 20 minutes of the afternoon should count as the first day of Shiva. That you have a problem with. So when it comes, once you daven ma'ariv, so the last day is over. You can't turn around and say that it's still considered to be Mibiel Yom, and therefore it's going to count as the first day of Shiva. Once you daven ma'ariv, that day is over. On the other hand, the day is over, but the next day didn't start. So you could pull off the stunt of doing a hafsek tahara ba'osel zman, because it doesn't matter that the last day is over. Kol zman, that the next day hasn't technically started, it's not shkia yet, so even misafik, the next day hasn't started, so mustam, you still have a right to do a hafsek tahara. That's what I thought, lefi nisdai. I don't think that's what the shach meant exactly, but lefi nisdai, I think that's maybe a possible beer in the to miyashir these dinim. So lemaisa, however you slice it, it is accepted la'alach, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that technically speaking, once Meir was daven, so that's considered to be already no longer able to count as the first day of Yemei Avelus. Then the post came up a further discussion that the way the Shulchan Aruch presents this din is only if the Tzibur the Shulchan Aruch presents it. That's only true of Hidav and Meir, right? That's the way the Shulchan Aruch says it, right? When it comes to Hilchos Avelus, so Shulchan Aruch speaks in terms of him davening Meir, in contrast to Hilchos Nida, so the Ramah speaks about the Tzibur davening Meir. So what's the difference? So there are different reasons that are given. It's hard to understand any of these svaras. the Shach quotes, I think from the Marshal, he quoted someone to say that the reason why in Hilchos Nida it doesn't go boss of the person, it goes boss of the Tibur, because he's talking about a woman. So most women don't daven Ma'ariv, the Mishnah Berurah says. Most women, generally speaking, in the Minigas, most places women don't daven Ma'ariv. So the halacha, when it comes to a woman Shaila, so it's Nikba, boss of the Tibur. So we're talking for men also. So a man who's an Avel, so it's going to be Nikba, boss of the person himself. So then the Shach of the other Svaras, that maybe there's a difference between Hilchos Nida, with something that the person themselves are doing, and Katra, something's happening in a Shemayim. Again, these are very hard svaras to understand why they should be kaveh anything in terms of these halachas. But again, in theory, there is a halacha that once Ma'ariv was davened by somebody, either by the person, by the tzibur, whatever the case may be, so that prevents the shiva from actually beginning on that day. So again, this particular application of halacha is not all that common as man of that, because most of the time our avelus doesn't start with a shmua. Most of the time our avelus starts with the kvur itself. So what, everyone went to daven Ma'ariv and then they came back and finished the kvur, highly unlikely. So usually you're going to have the kvur is going to be finished with b'yod yom. This could be b'yod yom, it's not going to be b'yod yom. Usually the Ma'ariv isn't going to play such a role. However, something that we do have is man of that, very, very common shayla, we have is as follows, that forgetting about the Ma'ariv issue, let's say it's mamash shkia ready, let's say it's really shkia, and the kavur happens a couple of minutes after shkia. So what happens then? Is that considered to be, now the shiva can only start after the kavur is over, stimus agolo. This may make a big difference, what point you draw stimus agolo, is at the beginning of the kavur, the end of the kavur, that's maybe all the difference in the world over here. So let's say you have a kavur that was scheduled for, let's say Levi was scheduled for 1 o'clock in the afternoon, by the time they got to the basic kavaras, it's ready 4:30, 4:45. So they're finishing up the kavur at the last minute at 4:30, and then the sun's setting. So the Avelim, technically speaking, have to be noyeg Avelis. They have to take off the shoes and start the Avelis in order for that to count as the first day of Shiva. So the question is, let's say if that doesn't happen until a few minutes after Shkia. So how much leeway do we have in terms of Ben HaShmashos, in terms of the beginning of Avelis? So even though we are big machmirim in terms of Shkia when it comes to Hefsikara, let's not forget, here we're talking about Avelis. Avelis is Lahokal. So Sufik Avelis is Lakula. So maybe we have a right to say that if Avel starts Avelis during Ben HaShmashos, so we have a right to say that, well, be Suffolk, it's still part of the last day, so it counts as the first day of Shiva. So how long into Ben HaShemashos do you have? How much time can you play with? So in the Pnei Baruch, he quotes that the Shiur is 17 minutes. Anyone saw that? I don't think I put that line in the Maamar Komas. He quotes 17 minutes. He says you have a Kavura up until 17 minutes after Shkia, so you have a right to assume that Misafik, that's still considered to be Yom, and therefore it can count as the first day of Shiva. Then he quotes in a Hashmat in the back that he heard from his brother, who told him that the Gedaliah Post community Shalayim didn't say that they said up till 13 and a half minutes. Well, past 13 and a half minutes is no good. What's the machlekes? The two brothers? The Pasha machlekes. Machlekes have shown him. How long is 3 quarters of a mil? They're working with the Gra Shir Ben Hashmashas. So the Gra Shir Ben Hashmashas, either a mil is 24 minutes or a mil is 18 minutes. So whatever your Shir of a mil is, that's going to be the difference. So since we usually assume according to the Gra, the Shir Taka is 18 minutes. That's what we generally pass in the halacha. So 3 quarters of a mil is 13 and a half. So talk like the place saying Yerushalayim, the Rechinami. That's what I think we should follow. That if you have a kvura up until 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, so you have a right to say Misafik, it's still part of the previous day. How do they daven Ma'ariv? No, the case in the Shulchan Aruch was talking about where the guy got a shmua. That means he didn't even know he was an Onim. Here wouldn't be. Well, you wouldn't have such a case. In the case, our case of Bizmanazah, in the case of Kfur, is that it doesn't happen b'chol. But our shalas are the shalas of the Ben Hashmash, those shalas not going to happen. So the question becomes, here maybe you have a right to be a little bit more makel in New York, because as we all know, that the further north you get from the equator, so the longer it takes for Ben Hashmashos. So maybe you have a right to say that what's 13 and a half minutes in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's closer to 25 minutes or so in New York. So maybe up until close to that amount of time, maybe 20 minutes, I don't talk to different opinions exactly where you draw the line, but maybe you have a few more minutes leeway. The problem is if you're in L.A., so as we know, the L.A. is in the same Mechuvin Kenegad Eretz Yisrael Kayadua, so in so many different ways. So maybe you have a right, maybe you have to be machmir in a sense in L.A., that we know the Ben HaShemashos is this shorter in L.A. than it is in New York. So Mistama, you have to be probably take the 13 and a half minute shiur. So I don't know, that's what Lefini is like. I'm not a Rav in L.A., but if someone would ask me in L.A. what the shiur should be, Mistama should be the same shiur as Yerushalayim. What do they say? Do you have the shiur ever, or it's not so? They usually try to get in the kavur beforehand. You haven't had the shiur yet. The truth is that in New York also, you don't get it so common because the graves diggers unions, they, I don't know what the story here is, but they won't start a kavura if it's so late in the day, because they end their work by like 4 o'clock, whatever it is. But sometimes you get in Yerushalayim you have the Shabbos, because there's no grave diggers unions in Yerushalayim.
The question is this: if you see it's getting close, what would you recommend? Because one time we did that, we were COVID, you were talking, and we had to set up the shul,
right?
Let them so they could start being non-availus. Then after that,
then they came back. So that touches on what we said before. That's the issue of the Magen Avraham. You know, what's considered to be the Stimus HaGadol. If you're willing to be make that Stimus HaGadol is the Tchilas HaShlachas HaAfar, then you don't even technically need the Gimel Tefachim. So I mean, that would be good enough for the Avelus kicks in from that point. So yeah, so that's yeah. I'd say the Magen Avraham, the Ma'aseh of the Magen Avraham may say that. Some Achronim claim the Magen Avraham may say that. So okay, Halacha Divrei Mekel Bavel. You can make on anything. I don't know. I can hear the Svar. There is a discussion in the Rishonim that really doesn't appear in the Gemara per se, which is really the next sugya. There's a diuk that the Ravid had from the line in the Gemara to the following halacha. What's the din if a person is supposed to be observing Shiva and they didn't observe Shiva? Why didn't they observe Shiva? Either b'mezid or b'shogeg, they forgot, they didn't know, whatever the case is, l'maisa, the person didn't observe Shiva. So now, technically speaking, the 7 days are up from the time of the Kavura, time of the Shmua, and now it's still within 30 days. If it's after 30 days, then it's nothing to talk about, it's Shmua, then it's past the Zman of Yomo. But it's still within 30 days, so they're theoretically able to observe Shiva at that time. So what's the halacha? So the 7 days, quote-unquote, passed, and the other person didn't observe anything. They take off their shoes, didn't do a thing. So what's the halacha? Is he supposed to be observing Shiva or not? Misha lo nog avelus. So the Ravid has a deal from the Gemara, and in my Kadim, and the Gemara says that, well, hopefully we'll talk about this in great detail in weeks to come, that if a person observes a little bit of Shiva before Yantif, and Yantif comes, so it cancels the Shiva. So the Lashon of Gemara is that Kofa Mitasa Kodem HaRegel, that he did something, he did a Kriyas Amita, he took off his shoes, he did some kind of Maisa Velos before Yantif, so then Yantif comes and cancels. Let's say the person didn't even have a chance to do that. This is when we talk about the Yantif Sugya, so we'll see. Let's say a person, Mamish gets a Shmua or something, Mamish gets a second before Shkia, an Erev Yantif, he didn't have a chance to untie his shoes, he didn't do anything. So even though he, technically speaking, knew about the Shiva before Yantif came, then the regal's not Mavalfa. That's what the Ravid's deal from the Gemara is, because the Gemara uses a Lashon Kofa Mitasa Kodem HaRegel. It doesn't just say Shoma Shemes or a Kofa Kodem HaRegel, even though in other places it does say Kofa Kodem HaRegel. But one Bryce uses the Lashon Kofa Mitasa Kodem HaRegel. So the Ravid says, what do you see from here? That Shiva doesn't just mean that it's days on the calendar. It means it has to be a Niyug of Shiva. If there's no Niyug of Shiva, that's not considered to be a Kiyum of Shiva. So the Ravid says, therefore, if a person was Mezalzel Nuchas Avelas, didn't keep the Dinim of Shiva, so then he wasn't Yoyte Shiva, even though the 7 days passed on the calendar. So Kol Zman, if it's within Shleshim Yoyim, he's really supposed to start over again. He's supposed to start the Shiva over again. So we paskin like this Ravid Lahalacha. So the Rosh qualifies this Ravid in the Tshuva. The Rosh doesn't, I don't think the Rosh appears in the Piskei Rosh. The Rosh in the Tshuva writes, Tepamed Devar Mamur, this is true. That's if the person was Mezalzel in the entire Shiva. He mamish didn't keep anything, but if he kept, some of the days, I mean, so 1 or 2 days he kept, and he got a little bit lazy, so he went out of the house a little bit. He put his shoes back on. Then he comes back for the end for the big walk. So but in between, he wasn't so careful about shiva. So the Rosh writes that it's okay. The Rosh writes that the chiyag av, that's still considered to be a nil. It doesn't mean the guy is a big tzaddik, but that means basically it was yaitze b'diavad, the idea of shiva. Where does that idea come from? That zilzul b'kula was a problem, zilzul b'ktos was not a problem. So I thought the Rosh himself doesn't say it, but there's also a shtickle throwback to Hilchas Nida. The same din is true by Shiva Shivanakim also. That if the whole Shivanakim go and the woman doesn't do any bedikas, nothing, that's not a Shivanakim. Shivanakim doesn't just mean 7 days on the calendar. That means it has to be a nihugim of Shivanakim. Masha Enke, and even though lechatchila we pass in, except the kohen who's taking the mechinasum, which Rishon says that you don't need every day, even lechatchila. Even at all. Balmor says you don't even need bedikas every day, but we pass it to lechatchil you need bedikas every day. But a bedieved if you goofed and you didn't do a couple of bedikas here and there, so bedieved the shivnikim is good. Some rishonim say you need beginning and end. Even that it could be we don't pass it. Like could be meek or dini. Any bedika during shivnikim is good. So lechari you see that's the same idea that Rosh is saying that you can't call the week a week of shivnikim if nothing happened, just days you turn pages on the calendar. That's not shivnikim. But if you did a little bit of a mitzvah seniyug of doing bedikas and then bedieved will wave you on. So the same should be chasavei. The whole week goes by and you didn't mamish nothing, so that's a problem. That we can't call that a kiyum of sitting shiva. Mash enkin, if you did a little bit, so then b'diavad, that's going to be acceptable.
You mean a little bit of time? Or is it really minimalized? Like, let's say you just did one of the things every single day.
Yeah, I think that's also good. I think does the rabbi use, does the Rashi use that lashon? That he does. Yeah, I think so. I think that's also the din. So, but Lemaisa, putting aside this case in the Rosh, let's say that in the scenario where the person mamish did nothing the entire week, then the halacha is that the person really was not yet say shiv and asked the spot over yet, they're able to within 30 days. So this led to a major, major machlekes ha-poskim about the following shaila. The poskim come from the Nachla Shiva that had the following statement. Let's say a person gets news that their relative died, and the oval, the karov, is sick. The person's laying in bed. He's not shy. He can't have. He's going to take off his shoes. What's he going to do? There's nothing. He can't get to sit on the floor. There's nothing he's going to do in terms of being any form of niyog avelus whatsoever. Now the week passes, and then a week later he feels better. So now he wants to know, am I supposed to be niyog avelus or not? So technically speaking, if you look what it says in the book, say, yep, that the rabbi said you didn't do anything. If you didn't do anything for the first week, then you weren't. You had to shivas. You have to observe shiva now, assuming that you get well within 30 days. If you don't recover till after 30 days, then it's too late. So the Akhla Shiva says, yeah, that's the din. The Rechinami, that if for whatever reason you weren't Neig Shiva, it wasn't your fault, you're a chayli, you're part of the mitzvahs, at least the mitzvah of Shiva, so you're part of, what can you do? But after Lichain, you weren't Yati Shiva. And if you get better, within 30 days, you have to observe the Shiva. So the Chazam Sofer writes that he thinks we should pass like this Akhla Shiva. That's what they write in Europe. There are more quotes in Minig that people were not Mis'aba B'Shasa Dever. Sometimes when there was a plague, a Magefa down or something, so the Olam wasn't Mis'abel. Why weren't they Mis'abel? So there are more quotes, the reason from the Maril, Mishum B'Yasusa. That why? Because you didn't want to get people scared, and therefore what? Everyone was scared. Everyone was dying right and left. So why do you want to get people scared? I don't exactly understand that. So I thought the reason is, yeah, I thought that somebody realized that it's infectious. You don't want people. Yeah, you don't. No. Yeah. You want everyone to stay in their own house. You don't want people to start coming being Menachem Hof. Maybe that's where the minute came from. You don't want people to start spreading the germs. Maybe, I don't know. That's not the reason that appears in the Ramos. It shouldn't be a sus. Whatever it is. So whenever you had a situation where they weren't being Noiga Velas for medical reasons or socio-medical reasons, whatever the case may be, so even if the Dever passes or even if the Choli passes, the Chassam Sofer says, yeah, then you have to go ahead. That'd be Noiga Velas after that. So many Achrayim disagree with this Nachla Shiv and this Chassam Sofer for different reasons. So the Aruch HaShulchan, who's preceded by a few other Achrayim, have this idea. The Aruch HaShulchan says this, that, what do you mean, the person who's sick in bed, what do you mean he's not knowing Avelus? Oh, this is the right to what you said about me. Even being knowing even one of the things is good enough, right? This is a right. The Aruch HaShulchan says that, what do you mean he's not being knowing Avelus? He's keeping some of the Halachas Avelus, true, maybe he's not sitting on the floor, but he's not doing Malacha, right? So he's not taking a shower, so he's doing something. So to which other Achmarim responded, that's not a niyug avelus, that's sheval tas. A niyug avelus means you have to actively take your shoes off, you have to actively, in the days of the Gemara, do kriyas hamitra, tevis harosh, kriya, there's something. The fact that you're not doing melacha, you're not doing rechitza, you're not doing sicha, that's not really considered to be a niyug avelus. That's what some Achmarim didn't like to Aruch HaShulchan. But other Achmarim say that Aruch HaShulchan is right for a totally different reason. Let's say like this. Why did the Ravid say that if you don't keep any of the dinim of Shiva, so then you're not yet to the midst of sitting Shiva, you have to sit over again. So I presented it like a very lumdish pshat, that if you need a nihugim, it's like Shiva, nikim, etc. What did the Ravid say? The Ravid says Shalei Chayt Nisker. The Ravid says that meikra dinya, you really yet to Shiva, quote unquote, even without sitting Shiva at all. The days pass, it's all finished. There's no tashlumin. Ella Wat, says the Ravid. It's going to be chayt aniska. The guy's going to say, yeah, no problem. I'm not going to keep any avelus. And then he's going to walk scot-free. So it's like a knas. Like the chayt made a knas on him that he has to observe, that if he didn't observe avelus, we're going to make him start all over again, even though it's not really mikra din. So these are charayim, this quote from the Shuas Yaakov, who said that if that's true, so the knas only applies when the guy was either amazed or the guy was a shoygig, but he should have remembered. That means he forgot the sit shiva, but he should have. Mashenkin, the guy's nebuchiz, he's laying in bed, the guy's dying himself, or is it shasa dever or something? So what do you want from the poor guy? He's doing whatever he can do. So even though he's not technically being neig, I think you're not going to throw this knas at it. Like Moshe Moldova Domer, there are more rites that if a woman forgets the bench lech, so she has to add on a candle. So the poskim say, the medev amamurim, that's if she either she was mazed or she forgot the bench lech. But if it wasn't a fault, she got stuck somewhere on the highway. Maybe she shouldn't have been stuck on the highway close to Shabbat. But if it was a real bona fide onus, so I remember a woman once called me that she got stuck. They got stuck on a highway. It was her first Shabbos, a marriage. Their own Sheva Brachas. They missed their own Sheva Brachas. So the first Shabbos, she was married for Sacha Kol 3 days, and she already wanted to know that she had to add another candle on. So no. Anyway, so she made the husband add the other candle on for making them come late. So the The poskim say that the whole thing was a knas. So a knas, we're not going to get a knas on somebody, but totally not their fault. So mistama, one of these reasons is right. Mistama either Achashukh's pia is right, it's the other Achraim is right. So many poskim say that you don't necessarily have to follow this chumra of the chasam seif and the nachal shiva. So if a person was really, was mamar sick and they weren't able to observe Avelos, so either the Achashukh is right that they did a little bit of a nir, they didn't do malach or rechitz or something, or the Yeshua Shiakov is right that it wasn't their fault, so then did the evidence also okay. In this siman in Shulchan Aruch about if a person didn't observe the whole week of Shiva, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes a fundamental machlekes harishonim, which really give a shiur in and of itself on this topic. This is not just the Hilchos Avelos topic. This is an international dateline topic. This is touched on a lot of different issues in halacha. The machlekes in the Maharam in Rutenberg and the Rosh about the katan shehigdil b'mei Avelos. Let's say a person is a chmanel tzlan, a child, lost a relative, lost a parent, let's say. And 2 days before his bar mitzvah. He turns bar mitzvah, mamash in the middle of Shiva. So the Taz writes that somebody asked him the shaila, so he had to research the shaila, mamash happened. So what's the halacha? So the Rosh and the end of my cut and quotes machlokes that he had with his rabbi with the Maharam Rutenberg. So the Maharam Rutenberg writes that once the person turns bar mitzvah, they have to start counting Shiva. So whatever they're up to, they have to start counting, they have to observe Shiva at that point. The Maharam Rutenberg says, Mashal Ma Davidomeh, let's say a person becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. How do you become bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos? We always think bar mitzvah at the beginning of the day. So the Maharam Rutenberg says, no, the Gemara says you only become bar mitzvah if you have shanim v'simanim, you have to have day sire. So in theory, the person could be 13, and he hasn't developed Beis Iris yet, so technically speaking, Minatari is not really Bar Mitzvah. So let's say he has the Beis Iris start to grow on Shabbos. So the Gemara in Yevamah says, the very she becomes a mitzvah on Shabbos. So at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he becomes a mitzvah. He has to so he becomes a mitzvah, mamash in the middle of Shabbos. So Ram Rutenberg says, you see that you could become this chayiv and a mitzvah even in the middle, even though Shabbos started the night before. Doesn't matter. For you, Shabbos starts right now. So the Maharam Rutenberg says the same is true for Shiva. So you weren't chayiv at the beginning of Shiva, but now you become chayiv from here on in. So the Rosh says that he doesn't think that that's a good comparison at all. The Rosh says that Shabbos, the pshat in Shabbos is that it's a 24-hour chiyuv. So for most normal people have for the entire 24 hours, and the kid who becomes bar mitzvah in the 4 hours before Shabbos is over, so he has a very short 4-hour Shabbos. But Shabbos is not nikfa bas at the beginning of Shabbos. Each moment of Shabbos is a new mechayev, so it's theoretically possible to envision a person becoming this chayev in the middle of Shabbos. This is the raya that they bring from this rush. So if a person crosses the date line in the middle of Shabbos and they cross to the wrong side, means they cross into Shabbos. So let's say a guy standing on the coast of China, according to the Chazon Ish. So you could theoretically walk at the Shabbos in the middle. So the answer is, yeah, you can. You can become this chayev in Shabbos in the middle. That's the Gemara in Yevamos, that the kid becomes a mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. So the rush says that's only true when it comes to Shabbos. Mashenkim, when it comes to Avelos. When it comes to Avelos as a Rosh, so the Iker Avelos is really at the beginning. Let's say the halacha is that if a person didn't observe Avelos for the first week, so they observe it up until Shloshim, they observe like Shmua Krova. So the Rosh says that's like B'Torah's Tashlumin. The real Chiyuv is the beginning of Avelos, and the rest of B'Torah's Tashlumin. Ah, Tashlumin, whatever you're dealing with Tashlumin, this goes back to what we spoke about. This was the first year, the second year, something we spoke about the Havdalah, about the person who was Potter B'Shas Ikra Chiyuv, and then becomes this Chayev later. So he's Potter, that's the Gemara about Chige B'Yom Rishon, and Spasher B'Yom Sheni. If when the Chiyuv sets in, if you were Potter, so then you're going to be Potter from Tashlumin also. So the Rosh says the Ikra Din of Avelos is really the beginning of Avelos. Now the kid becomes older later on, so let's say he becomes older at day 25. So he doesn't have to observe Shiva at that point, because that observing Shiva on day 25, that's a tashlumin for an observance of Shiva all the way back to the beginning where the person was potter from. That's the way the Rosh presents him. Achlekes the Maharam and the Rosh. So the Maharam said that if a person becomes, let's say, bar mitzvah on day 25, so he has to start sitting Shiva at that point. Masha Enken, according to the Rosh, he doesn't have to start sitting Shiva because that's B'Torah's Tashlumen. And the Shaila is that Raya from the Gemara and Masechet Yevamah is about Shabbos a valid Raya or not. So the truth is that if you would just read the Rosh Kipshuto as it appears in Masechet Zemar Kotlan, you would walk away with the following conclusion. What does it mean that the Rosh is saying that observing Shiva is a Tashlumen? A Tashlumen for what? So what is the Iker's amount of Shiva? So Pashas, the Iker's amount of Shiva is the first 7 days. That's the real Shiva. And if for whatever reason you didn't observe it then, so you have another 23 days to be mashlim. So that's what the Rosh is saying. Since you were potter for the first 7 days, now you become this chayav on day 25, so you don't say tashlumin on someone who was potter in the ikra chiyuv. But what would the din be if the kid turns by mitzvah in the middle of Shiva? Let's say he turns by mitzvah on day 6 of Shiva. So I would say, even the Rosh would agree that's the ikra chiyuv. So of course you have to sit Shiva at that point. That's what I would have said. So who disagreed with me? The Tor. the Torah, the Rosh Hashanah. Like, rather, if you look in the Rosh itself, it doesn't say that at all. The Torah writes in the name of his... What? No, but that's what the Rosh sounds like. But what does the Torah say? The Torah says, "Afil nisgadol b'mei shiva." The Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says that if it was nisgadol after shiva, within shloishim. But the Torah added on Orem, right? If the Torah was the one who was the first one to add in that line. It just went, it slipped right by everyone. It slipped, made its way right into Shulchan Aruch. But the Rosh himself doesn't say that. So the Torah understood that the Rosh would say that you're potter even if you're nisgadol b'toch shiva. So the Torah seems to be learning b'das as part of the Rosh. A little bit more of a connection to what I'm saying. I wanted to say that according to the Rosh, the Iker Zman Avelis is the first 7 days and the rest is Tashlumin. He seems to be saying, no, the Iker Zman Avelis is the Zman Kvura. That means the second Kvura is over, that's the real Zman Avelis, and everything else is Tashlumin. That's such a funny thing. Everything, the fact that you're sitting Shivan day six, that's Tashlumin for day one? What does that mean? Isn't that a very strange concept?
We have that. That hold that Avelis is the Raisa Yom Rishon.
Yeah, okay, so you have that idea.
After
I wouldn't call that Tashlumin. I would say that's Mid Rabbana. First, the Rosh himself is the biggest believer in the Man Yom that Avelis Yom Rishon is the Rabbana. So I wouldn't want to plug that into the Rosh. But even those who said not the way, it's not that the 6 days are Tashlumin. The 6 days are Mid Rabbana. They extended the Avelis the Raisa for another 6 days. So I don't know, I'm not sure, but the Maisa of the Rosh, the Maisa of the Torah says, and that's the way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch. So most of the Poskim Paskin like the Rosh. The Mashal wanted it, the Bach wanted to change everything. We should go back to following the Maharam, but we usually assume like the Rosh that Taka is Betaris Tashlumin. So since it's Betaris Tashlumin, the Katan Shehigdil Bein Betoch Shloshim Bein Betoch Shiva really does not have to observe Avelis. Even though it's hard to understand why if he's Higdil Betoch Shiva that he doesn't have to observe Avelis. So came along the Taz and said that he thinks that everyone had all the wrong lamdas, that the Rosh and the Maharam, the Mechil is covered with the Rishonim, he writes it a few times, but then he goes out and disagrees with them. He says that they were pilpuling with the Chigir, with the Tashlumim, with the Igrachi of the whole story. The Taz says he doesn't know what everyone's talking about, it's about Ferish Gemara Sanhedrin. He's right, it's not much black and white. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, we spoke about this Gemara last week, we spoke about the Parsha Vedach Etzibot, the Gemara raises the question whether you have to miss Abba for the Haruge Beis Din. So the Gemara says that you don't have to miss Abba for Haruge Beis Din because the guy was a Dino Kirasha, so there's no Avelis for the person. Even though the person is going to get a Kapara. When's he going to get a Kapara? The Gemara says that Ichla Basar, later, at some point down the line, there's going to be a Kapara. So the Gemara says, Beferish. So why don't you be Misabal at that point? Because after all, at that point, he's no longer a Rasha. So the Gemara says, no, since it's Timas Agoyla, which is the Kfur, whatever it is, that's the Tchilas Avelus. So there was no Avelus because the Gaffer was not Roy Lekach to Misabal for. So once once you can't be Misabal for somebody, Bishas Tchilas Avelus, so there's no Avelus whatsoever for the person. So isn't that's what the Taz is saying? That's Mamash Talacha. So Beferish Gemara. He doesn't know why did the Rosh quote that Gemara? Why did the Maharam make his whole shtickle Torah with Shabbos and everything? He says the Gemara says black and white. So whatever the reason is, the bottom line is most posts can assume the Allah like the Rosh, that the Katan Shehigdil is Taka not going to be Chayev in Avelus, either like the Rosh is razzled out, or the Taz that's based on the Gemara, whatever the Pshat is, whoever was Potter B'Shas Kura, Lamais is going to be Potter from Avelus afterwards. The only exception being the Pesach Tshuva says maybe Yud Beis Chodesh, because Yud Beis Chodesh is not really Avelis. We'll get to this hopefully a little bit later on. That's most Kibbut Avayim, so we have to return the Bar Mitzvah. He should observe the Dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh. But in terms of Avelis, of Shivan Shloshim, so technically speaking, the Katan Shehigdil is really going to be Potter. The Post can point out from this whole discussion of the Maharam and the Rosh, there's one thing that's not crystal clear, namely that when he's a Katan, for sure he's not Noeg Avelis. The question is why? Isn't there a din of chinuch? Isn't there a lach of chinuch like other mitzvahs? So manishtana avelus that there's no din of chinuch for, that the whole pilpul is what about if returns by mitzvah? But kol zman that he's a katan, for sure there's no avelus. Why not? What happened to the din of chinuch? So the yemes is not so posh that that's really true. Maybe the Rishon will disagree with this Maharam and the Rosh. There's a statement of the Ritzkeus, based on the Gemara in Maseches Berakot, the Gemara says that if a parent dies and there's a little child under the age of bar mitzvah, so the halacha is that even though the child is not really chayv in kriya, but that the halacha is that the bystander should tear the clothing of the child, because that's going to lead to a tremendous abechi. Everyone's going to start to cry. That's the most tear-jerking part. If anyone's ever seen a terrible tragedy, you see, you go to a levaya where Nebuch, there's a child under bar mitzvah, was one of the kriyvim. So I remember the last time I saw it, is mamish, what Chazal say, korim ne agmos ha-nefesh, that it's the most tragic thing to see, is to see to take a little kid and to tear kriya on the little kid. So it's mamish, what Chazal meant, that should be marbe, the geishim. So comes the Ritzkeyas and says, why does the Gemara say Karu be'agmas ha'nefesh? It sounds like it's not really a chiyuv of Kriya. Says the Ritzkeyas, hachav ma'iskinu, the kid's under the age of chinuch. But the kid is 11, 12 years old, so then it's not al agmas ha'nefesh, then it's mamash that didn't have Kriya. It's a real chiyuv gomor al chinuch. So came a group of Rachmanim, the Drisha, and the Taz quotes this Drisha, and says, oh, the Ritzkeyas seems to say that there is chinuch in the realm of Avela. So the Taz says, yeah, no chinami, the Ritzkeyas probably would disagree in this Maram. And the Rosh, that there's, if there's chinuch for Kriya, some of there should be chinuch for Avelis also. Some it's the same thing. So some Achronim had this idea that's mamash the same thing, and others wanted to distinguish between the two. Why? You have to ask yourselves, why is it that there's no chinuch for Avelis? Why does the Maram and the Rosh assume there's no chinuch for Avelis? My high. So there are really two ways of understanding it. So some, the Shach quotes, and the Kudis HaKesef, that in a chinami, there really should have been chinuch for avelus. There's no reason per se there's no chinuch for avelus. It's just mishum bittul Torah. The chinuch means if you're going to be mechanach the kids for avelus, you have to take them out of school for a week. So that's a bad thing. We don't want to take the kids out of school. We don't want to be involved in nekosho based Raman, if you're the binyan based mikdash, you're not supposed to do. So therefore, the chacham had to decide. It was a toss up between is it really worth it to be mesakan avelus for a katan al chinuch, since the whole chinuch is only the rabban anyway. So the chacham said, you know what, we're not going to be mesakan avelus for the katan in deference to bittul Torah. But in theory, they really should have been. If that's the svara, why there's no chinuch for avelus, so then there's no steer between the Ritz Geyus and the Maram and the Rosh, that what kind of, there's no bittul Torah involved in Kriya. So it could be the Ritz Geyus is right, that if you have the only time the Gemara says, Koran lekotim le agmas hanefesh, only mute agmas hanefesh, not as a real chiyuv, that's shalohi gilachinuch. But if it's a gilachinuch, then it's mamash a real din Kriya. And alpha bichain, the Maram and the Rosh are right, that there's no din of avelus. So you don't have the kid sit on the floor and not shower, not learn, and go through the whole week of Shiva, because that'll be a tremendous bittul Torah. Masha enkin Kriya lechinami, that's really takma din. That's not just mipri agmas nefesh, if the kid is a gil lechinuch. But other chrenim say, not like the shach, other chrenim say that, you know what, there's no chinuch for avelos. It's a chinuch to kesvar, not just a technicality because of it l'tara. The svar is, chomo mesakein chinuch for mitzvahs that the katan is going to get to when it becomes a gadol. So you want to train the little boy how to shake a lulu. You want to train the kids how to sit in the sukkah, how to eat matzah, how to hear kiddush, etc. Because they're going to do these mitzvahs when they get older. Avelos, we should be zaych. No, no, we should have to ever observe. Bilav mavas l'netzach. That who says that the person's ever going to become an avel when he gets older? So therefore, the samachmerim say that the chumah when not mesakin chinuch and avelos for the outside chance that the person may someday in 30 years from now become an avel again. So b'chay gavur lo tikna. So if that's the svar, then the taka no svar l'chayv between kriya and avelos. So in a chinami. So if the ritzgeya says that they were misakin chinuch for kriya, so then nochinami, then the Ritz Geyas is disagreeing with the svar, and he would say that they were misakin chinuch for avelus as well. So again, so we have the Maram of Ruttenberg and the Rosh clearly say there's no chinuch for avelus, that's for sure. The Ritz Geyas definitely says that there's chinuch for kriya, so is that necessary in machlokes? So again, according to the Shach, it's not necessarily a stira. According to other chavarim, it is a stira. It really is a machlokes. How do we pass in the halacha? So the pashtus is that there really is no avail. The pashtus is like it says in Shulchan Aruch. The pashtus is that like the Maharam and the Rosh, that there's no that there's avails for sure. There's none, and for kriya, it's not enough kamin anyway because you have to do it b'nei agmas hanefesh. So technically speaking, there's really no chinuch for these things. And whether or not the availim afterwards have to, the katan has to afterwards be noyeg. So pashtus also we pass like the Rosh, like the Taz's version of the Rosh, whatever the case may be, that the Kotlin's part of the Gamma, and even when he after returns by mitzvah, he's going to be part of the only exception being the Dinim of Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, stop.